Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Sean Cantwell, Adam Harahawk here, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. The Tigers trade deadline is coming past. Of course, mentioned yesterday, Michael Lorenzen got dealt to the Phillies for an infield prospect who not really sure what to make of yet. He can hit, so far anyway. But, you know, we're basing that off of his appearances in high A ball, so who knows if that's going to be anything going forward. But we start today's show with, admittedly, a little bit of disappointment on my part. You went into this trade deadline with arguably the best left-handed starting pitcher on the free agent market, the aforementioned Lorenzen, a reliever in Chasen Shreve, who is a free agent at the end of this season, and a couple other pieces that could have been potentially sold for parts of some sort. And ultimately, except for Lorenzen, nothing else got moved. I don't know how it is that the Erod situation got as bungled as it did, but it did. Somehow there was a deal to the Dodgers in play, and Erod vetoed it at the 11th hour, saying, no, I don't want to go pitch on the West Coast. And he has the ability to veto a trade to 10 teams in this league, and that was one of them. Now, you would think that a savvy GM / president of baseball operations knows that, is aware of that, maybe even has a backup plan for somewhere to ship him off to that he can't say no to. Instead, 6 o'clock came around. Eduardo Rodriguez is still on the Tigers roster. What are we doing here? What is Scott Harris doing here? It should be the GM / president of baseball operations job to know the contracts of the players that he has signed. Seems a fairly basic part of the job. And I don't know if there was some talk between the agent and Erod that this really was a last-minute thing. But even so, you know going in, he can say no to this and shut it down. How do you not have a backup option of some sort for the best left-handed starter on the market? That I don't understand. How do you not manage to deal any of the other pieces on this roster, guys who can walk at the end of this season, and not get anything for them? So now you're going to either be stuck with Erod long-term, you're going to have to renegotiate that deal to keep him from just walking at the end of this season, or you're going to have him opt out and have gotten nothing in return for him, except 2 years of okay pitching, well, 1 year of decent pitching, and 1 year where he just vanished off the face of the earth. And you were in the seemingly early stages of the rebuild already, so you signed this guy with the idea that he's not going to be here when you're ready to contend. You're going to be trading him. That's the whole purpose of bringing him here. And you managed to fail at that most basic task. And I don't, for the life of me, understand what Scott Harris is doing here. What his plan is. What the agenda is. I don't know how it is that you know going in. How do you not know about his no trade clause? How do you not know that he can sign this, he can shoot this down at the 11th hour, and hopefully getting burned on this means that going forward, you'll learn from that mistake and have something else lined up elsewhere, or just not sign guys to no trade clauses anymore when possible. I know that sometimes there's like guys can block a certain number of teams, and that's, you know, dealings with the agent that you're just going to have to work around. But you also knew that his preference, and it came out almost immediately when this trade got shot down, this preference is to pitch on the East Coast to be closer to his family, the family that he abandoned the team in the middle of the season to work things out with, I guess. Now, why that is the biggest concern here, to be close to family for like three seasons when you're a multimillionaire who can fly up anytime to the East Coast to see them? Well, when you're not playing anyway. Your guess is as good as mine for a season that has at most 2 months left for the Tigers, plus whatever playoffs you might have been involved in had you accepted the trade to the Dodgers, and the money that you would have no doubt made by going to a contender, pitching your way to a deep playoff run, opting out of that contract, and signing something in the offseason that would have made the contract that you're under with the Tigers look like child's play, basically. Instead, we now find ourselves with a half a season of an asset that we're now going to get nothing out of other than a couple meaningless wins on a season that is basically done. It's hard not to give Scott Harris a failing grade in his first trade deadline. At least it is to me. Curious to know what you guys think. Let us know, facebook.com/happyhourssr or facebook.com/solidstateradio appear, or call at 810-433-2006. Would love to hear from you. But right off the jump, I'm not particularly impressed with the way the new guy handled the trade deadline here at all. Really hope that you'd get a couple more pieces to build on for the future when you're actually ready to contend. Instead, you're just fielding a team that's chasing after nothing. And the assets that you did have are just going to walk this offseason, and you're going to get nothing in return for them. Yay being a Tigers fan right now. Fun times. Lot to get to this afternoon. Stick around. It is Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. City and Color, your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell, broadcasting live from the Solid State Radio studios in lovely downtown Lapeer, Michigan. And thankfully not Arkansas, because you might have a little bit of a problem here on computer with the studio with the old Porn Finder 5000 over there. Apparently, Pornhub has blocked access for all IP addresses in the state of Arkansas.
Oh, really?
Because of a new law requiring age verification for users. When a person in Arkansas visits Pornhub, they're met with a single web page that includes text explaining the company's decision. Quote, "While safety and compliance are at the forefront of our mission, giving your ID card every time you want to visit an adult platform is not the most effective solution for protecting our users, and in fact will put children and your privacy at risk," the message read. So, yeah, the bill that was signed into law would literally require a valid ID to view porn in the state of Arkansas.
From the offset, it seems like just fine, because usually pornography is supposed to be for people who are adults, 18 and over.
So sure.
I'm not seeing the downside, but I'm sure there is something I hadn't
thought. The downside is you literally have, now there's some website somewhere that has their actual ID and address and name and information and everything of everyone who goes and views their website.
Oh yeah, you would have to give an actual picture of your ID.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Oh, and enough of that.
Yeah, I can see a lot of problems with that.
Yeah, I see that now. Okay.
And who verifies that? Does the state have access to that? So we just have a list of everyone in the state of Arkansas who uses Pornhub now? Is that how this is going to work? That's insane.
Great.
Is like that's the sort of thing you'd expect in some, like, in some country overseas where porn is illegal and they like flog you in the streets for looking at it.
As opposed to you flogging yourself.
Right. Exactly. At least that's consensual.
Yeah, right.
So Act 612 requires age verification for websites that have a substantial portion of material that is pornography or harmful to minors, with exceptions. It went into effect August 1st, 2023, along with hundreds of other new state laws. A Pornhub spokesperson said that when it complied with a similar law in Louisiana, their traffic dropped by 80%. Now, users didn't stop looking for adult content altogether, but instead went to other more dangerous websites. Age verification should happen at the device level, the spokesperson said, where parents can block and monitor minors' browsing activity.
So, yeah, once the government gets involved, everybody's going to the back alley porn sites.
right? The stuff that like immediately tells you that you have a virus on your computer and the only way to get rid of it is to click these links and install this stuff.
Yep. Yeah, those things. Or the ones that, you know, we have taken control of your computer. You need to call this and pay us money and we'll unlock it.
Yep, that exactly that. Like, that's just insane to me, the fact that that someone thought it was a good idea somewhere that you should have to have, you know, to submit your ID and driver's license to anybody in order to view what you want to view on the internet. Like, I mean, let's be honest. The old system of RU21 has never stopped anybody literally ever.
Yeah. How many times do you go to a beer site or an alcohol site and they, you must enter in your date? It's like, yeah, all right, sure. You got it.
Right? I mean, we did try it the one day on the air that if you do enter something under the age of 18 or 21, they actually will reject you. But
yeah.
Who's actually being honest on the internet?
Right.
Nobody. That's who. So there's going to be a list somewhere then? Like, how would that even work? Like, okay, so you're at home doing it, but if you're off somewhere else, like, it's not your, like, a different IP address or whatever. Like, do you have to just continuously submit your ID every time? Like, are they going to be able to track it to what you're actually watching? Like,
I mean, it's a flawed system. I mean, now the state knows everything to where, you know, you go to court to fight a ticket. It's like, are you sure you want to fight this ticket? We know that you have a fetish for stepsisters.
It's like they're just going to blackmail everybody in this state.
Yeah.
Because you know none of them are smart enough to figure out how to use a VPN. If only there was some way completely around this. So there's nobody using Pornhub in the state of Arkansas anymore, but there's a lot of people from Louisiana now apparently using it. A lot of people I don't know how the hell all of it works, but like there's a lot of an influx, like, almost exactly the same number from different locations.
We have a lot of confusion going on here, so we have a lot of people that are now the state of Louisiana has doubled in population.
Like, realistically, I can't think how that, like, I don't know about you, but you know, assuming that things like that weren't a workaround, but thankfully they are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the idea of sending my ID or copy my ID to even like the social media where people have told me like, oh, I had to send an ID to Facebook to get my account unlocked or whatever. Like, I'm not even comfortable with that, to be honest with you.
I had to do that to open up a credit union. I had to send them a picture of my ID, and that could go really bad because I have a friend's son text me out of nowhere, want to tell me about this brand new grant that, have you heard about this new grant? I want to bless you with this idea. Basically, he had got hacked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, I'm at work. I'm going to save you the trouble. I know you hacked my friend's son's account. It's me. It's me. All right, we'll prove it. And this hacker sent me a picture of my friend's son's driver's license.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it can get real bad. And this new law is not helping. What are they really? They're really trying to save us from porn. That's where your problem is.
That it's clearly the biggest problem in this country.
I mean, you got sex trafficking, you got drugs, you've got violence in the streets, but we don't want you working one out in the privacy of your own home.
Yep, we just can't allow that because our God doesn't approve. That's just how these things go, apparently.
Right. I've been watching way too much Family Guy lately. As soon as you said that's not what our God's into or something like that, God, I just cut scene to, God, like, okay, I'm just going to leave it right there.
That's probably for the best. Here's False to the People at Solid State Radio. The Black Keys at your local alternative Solid State Radio. And Adam, I don't think I want to live on this damn planet anymore.
What happened now? Tell me all about it.
So a Japanese man took a stroll outdoors and posted a YouTube video of his excursion, garnering more than 4.6 billion views in the 10 days it's been online. He took said stroll wearing a hyper-realistic collie outfit.
Collie,
like the dog. He said last year he had a vague dream of becoming an animal ever since he was a child, and he chose to become a collie because it's his favorite breed and is larger in size. This childhood dream prompted him to spend around $14,000 to have a costume company create a life-size border collie costume for this man to wear.
Okay. All right. Where does he live?
Japan.
Okay. Is that him?
That's him.
Looks like a real goddamn collie.
I know. Like, looks like straight up like the real thing. Looks like a rather good boy, except...
except for... Who's a good boy? Who needs some special attention? Who needs to be talking to the guys in the white coats? You do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
It's all good. The guys in the white lab coats, they're going to take good care of you, boy.
Yeah.
Wow. Somehow I can't picture him rescuing Timmy from the well, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he just yelled at him for, you know, not working harder to become a doctor.
Yeah. Quote, I suppose creating a four-legged model for a two-legged human is extremely tricky, as our structure is quite different from canines. I was therefore naturally worried about how it would turn out. After various trials and errors of the studio, however, the final result was brilliant and very satisfactory. And you spent $14,000 on this. Hopefully you have a lot of disposable money, because
Well, he's not married, I'll tell you that damn much.
No, clearly.
I mean, I don't have to look for his marital status to know there's an S right there.
Yeah, I don't need to know anything more about him to know that this man is clearly has never been laid.
How would you like to be his neighbor? Kids are like, oh, the dog's out of here. That's not a dog. That's Mr. So-and-so. You stay away. You stay away from him.
Yeah, you stay away from that dude, because that is just creepy.
I'd be calling the police on him all the time about a stray dog being loose.
Right? Yeah, you might want to put this one down. Even worse yet, he bites one of the neighbors.
Damn it, Tim! You're taking this a little too far.
Right.
And I saw what you did in my garden, you sick bastard.
I say, how long until he tries to let nature take its course with the neighbors?
Like, yeah. I said, no, I'm not rubbing your belly.
I'm sorry, I really thought there was another way around this, but this just isn't going to work out. I'm sorry, buddy.
What'd you do to Tim? He was mangy. He had foam around him.
He was foaming at the mouth. He had fleas. He took a dump in my front lawn. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Look, Tim, we're having fun with this for the first couple of days, but you've been going through our trash, and I mean, let's just... No. Bad neighbor. Bad neighbor.
Smack him with a rolled up newspaper.
Oh.
Despite the long-lived goal and its online virality... This idiot still hopes to remain anonymous behind his animal persona. Quote, I rarely tell my friends because I'm afraid they will think I am weird.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Jinx, owe me a whiskey. My friends and family seem very surprised to learn I became an animal. And comments on the recent YouTube video seem to echo his fears. While some users were curious and supportive, others were concerned. With one user saying, I've worked with animals for 15 years now, and this is the creepiest animal-related thing I've ever seen.
Well, your friends, I think, are starting to figure it out. Like, you're all at a cocktail party, and they're all enjoying your drinks. You're drinking out of the toilet. They've got an idea.
I think they might have figured out that something was kind of off about you at that point.
Hi, Tim. This is Margaret. Margaret, get your nose out of her crotch. God damn. Stop sniffing her butt.
Stop humping my leg. What is wrong with you?
That's it. You're getting you neutered.
Please, somebody get this boy neutered.
Yes. Make sure you spay or neuter your neighbors.
A public service announcement brought to you by Happy Hour. Here's Sponge and Plowed at Solid State Radio. Lord at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
Hi, Sean Cantwell.
Hi, Adam Harahuck. So I've got something over here, and I'm really curious about this particular thing because I feel like we're going to find a bunch of things on this list that we probably do actually are... find ourselves guilty of.
Sure.
One time or another. And that is, what's something that literally no one looks good wearing?
Oh, go for the normal answer and always the correct answer. Crocs.
Crocs should be like at the top of this thing, and I have not seen them come up yet, but you're absolutely right. Like, I get there are people who wear them like in the water or whatever it makes sense for like water shoes, but no other application should you ever, ever, ever wear Crocs.
Never. No. I mean, I've seen people wearing them in the store. There's people that try to make it like a fashion sense. Like, they'll wear it to like the club and stuff like that. No, they don't look good. I don't care what kind of graphics you have. No, just no.
No, bad.
Yeah.
Bad person wearing Crocs. That's what we call a callback, kids.
Yeah.
What I thought was rather interesting. Those threatening patriotic t-shirts that Facebook advertises to you that say what month you were born into, what NFL team you root for, and other oddly specific things about you. You know,
yes,
the ones.
Yes.
Like it's always something like, never underestimate men who love America, guns, and the Steelers, and whose girlfriends were born in February, and the girlfriend's a psychopath, and yes, she bought me the shirt. It is always something really oddly specific like that. Like,
you know, it's like in the 70s, like all the t-shirts said, like, have a nice day, keep on trucking, you're doing great, and everything. Now it's just like, I'll kill you, and believe in Jesus.
I'll blow up your entire family because God.
Yeah,
because I'm pro-life. I'll kill you because I'm pro-life.
You know, yeah.
Come and take this flag and gun out of my hand. That I'm just apparently always walking around carrying, you know, brandishing a weapon in one hand and holding a flag in the other.
Yeah, right. Help! This woman needs to be pulled out of a burning car. I can't because I'm holding a Bible and a gun.
And I can't let someone take him unless I'm dead. That's how this works.
If I set it down, Joe Biden's going to pop out of the bushes and take him.
I feel like some of these people actually believe that, too, and that just makes it that much funnier.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't ever need to, like, the t-shirts that basically put your entire, like, political beliefs on, like, I don't need to know or care about any of that.
It's a t-shirt that wants to start a fight.
And it's always worn by a person who wants to start a fight.
Yes.
Conveniently enough. Every single effing time.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they put the shirt in the dirty clothes, and they're like, and they realize, nobody tried to, like, call me on it, and I didn't start any kind of fight. I didn't own any of the libs.
I didn't trigger any snowflakes. What's the point of living?
Yeah.
Like, some of these people, I feel like, actually believe that. And, like, The people who, like, with the, you know, what they think are, like, clever puns and whatnot and all of that stuff. Like, I realize I only wear shirts that I bought either from a local band or a brewery. That's not even an exaggeration.
No, you were wearing a shirt the other day that says, if it flies, it dies.
Well, that's because birds aren't real, but that's a whole other thing that we don't have time to get into today, sir. And then, okay, I guess there's a happy hour shirt, but that was a wedding gift,
yeah.
And also, it's the name of our stupid radio show, so I mean,
it makes sense.
I can't not wear that.
Yep. Yeah. The threatening shirts, they gotta go.
Monster energy drink brand clothing. If you're in a bar and some guy comes in wearing a Monster t-shirt, what is your immediate thought?
Douchebag.
My immediate thought is, like, God, I hope there's not any drywall, like, within, like, a 10-foot radius, because this guy's fist is going right through it, probably.
So what we're going to do is we have a special part in our establishment just for you, sir. Yeah, with the Monster t-shirt. Yeah, you, come here. Come over here. Get over here. We're going to set you over here in this roped-off area. This is your area. Nobody can come in, and you can't leave. The guy with the Affliction t-shirt and the guy with a wolf on his shirt. This is your guys' area, okay? If you need anything, just holler. Or in case of your case over there, just howl.
Like, the guy wearing the Monster t-shirt is a dude that you definitely don't leave a drink unattended around. Am I wrong?
Yeah, when I had that small moment where I was single, some girl who I'd seen at a local watering hole, at boy phase. I don't know who speaks pig Latin out there, but I'd be talking to her, and she's like, well, you know, maybe we should go out or something like that. I was like, I'm sorry, I would disappoint you. I don't own one article of clothing that advertises an energy drink. And she got all pissy. But it's true, I don't.
And did she have all her original teeth, though?
Yes, she did.
See, that's never a guarantee, I feel like, with a lot of these things. Like, if she's into the Monster energy drink. Because to be fair, if you drink enough energy drink that you feel like your entire personality is based on it, that you need to own the shirt, that stuff's rotting your teeth out like crazy. You know that,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that stuff. And is it bad? I mean, I started drinking Monsters recently. I've just been haven't been sleeping good, and so I've been drinking Monsters. And I tell you what, I feel great. It's got a lot of B vitamins, but I'm not gonna sit here and shill for Monsters. I gotta knock that stuff off because that stuff is like, look at the dietary information. That's a lot of sugar. Oh my God, there's a lot of sugar.
Yeah. Serving size is one drop a year, basically. Like they don't recommend you drink any more than that. Like I was really bad about the energy drinks in high school. Yeah. Like because
you look like a Red Bull guy.
Actually,
so Four Loko, you didn't realize.
Okay, well, maybe, but so there was an energy drink for a while. Like they actually had to change the name of it because, like, legally the FDA wouldn't let them sell it as it was called cocaine. I'm not making this up.
No, I know it makes sense. Yeah.
If you're of about my age range and went to school in like the mid 2000s, like that was an actual energy cocaine drink, and it just it certainly, like, I've never enjoyed the real thing, but I imagine that's probably close to the sensation you're getting off of that stuff.
Yeah.
But like between that and I could have probably just taken an IV of Mountain Dew every day, like. I figured out real quick, like, as much of that as I was drinking, like, this isn't going to be good. Like, I'm going to have a heart attack by the time I'm 30, or I'm just going to have some ungodly kidney stones, and I don't want to deal with that in my life. Let's just not.
Right, yeah. No, I hear you.
I had to kind of cut that out. Flesh-colored leggings. I don't disagree with this. Because if it's someone that you would like to see in tight leggings, then that's just getting your hopes up and then immediately crushing them.
Yes, yes.
And most of the time it's someone you don't want to see in those, and then that makes it actually almost worse.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, I could see if I was to get a lifted truck with a hitch and pull those things off of you, that's exactly what it would look like. And that's just all kinds of no. I'm not interested.
It's always a bad idea. Like, I am fine with leggings, yoga pants. Like, truly, the man who invented those or woman who invented those should be given a Nobel Prize, truthfully. But, yeah, flesh-colored leggings are either going to be a disappointment or just really just put images in your head that you will never
but
be able to.
But you know what is a
replace.
Good legging is the Solid State Radio leggings that you can buy at the store on the Solid State Radio page.
See, there you go. You can even get some of Shut Up Wes on them.
There you go.
Good times all the way around. Oh. Listen, I absolutely love VR, but precisely no one looks good in a headset.
The what?
The VR headsets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, somebody's
like,
actually
the people that run around in public wearing those stupid things.
Yeah, those people are, they need help. They need a lot of help.
Those are people who literally give no F's for, like, literal anybody around them. Because they're always the ones that also act like you're an a-hole for getting in their way.
Yep.
When they've got a big old piece of plastic over their face that renders them unable to see, like, actual reality.
Yeah. Well, apparently there is a camera in there so you can see what's in front of you, but it's a digital version, and it's just, I don't know, so many things have gotten, like, knocked over and broken in my house ever since one of my stepkids got one of them VR sets.
You let your kids might have a VR set?
Yeah, they have to be down in the basement, and then they busted out the light in the basement, so we got to fix that.
So we just need to set you kids up in a. Do you have a shed on your property of some sort?
Yeah, but it's full of like garden stuff and.
Ah, like, I see. We need to get a second, like, one of those little plastic ones and pad the walls and just let the kids go crazy VR in there.
They would love it, actually. They would really dig it.
You'd be like the coolest parent in town. Yeah.
But the problem is the one kid that uses it, he sits there and cusses out everybody who's playing. Because he's one of those kids that if the person is worse than him in the game, he's a noob and he needs to stop playing and stop wasting everybody's time. If the kid is better than him, well, then he's cheating, he's modding, and, you know.
Always.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Every single time.
Yeah.
It's never your fault that you lost or whatever.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Every time. Nothing's ever my fault. Ridiculously long fake lashes and nails.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The lashes, like, I don't notice. I mean, do I think it looks stupid? Yeah, sure. But with, like, the super, like, long fingernails, you know what my first thought is every time I see that person.
I think I know what the same thing is.
How do you wipe your ass? do you wipe your ass?
Or do the long nails just really help you do a thorough
cleaning? Either way, I don't want to shake your hand. Don't touch me.
Oh, my junior prom, my girlfriend at the time showed up with these big, long nails.
Oh, God.
And with little jewels glued to them. So you know exactly what happened before my dad and mom got us a limo. Before the limo even pulled out of the driveway, yes, those little jewels all fell off. A couple of the nails fell off during the prom. It was just like, there was us and another couple. We all had to worry about, these damn nails. He sucked. My dad, of course, being my dad, he's like, "Yeah, damn, son, you better be on your best behavior. She could debone you from the other side of the car."
Like, you're not wrong. They also function as weapons, as it turns out.
Yep.
Like, I realized I was going on a date with Wolverine from the X-Men. Like,
right. Yeah. Shink, shink.
Right.
Oh, I guess the answer is no, baby.
Right. All right, Freddy Krueger, let's get you home. So, bike gear, as in the spandex shirt and shorts and the goofy cleats. Even the best in the world dudes from the Tour de France look like goofballs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not wrong.
If you're not on a bike, if you're not at a bike event, knock it off.
Even if you're at a bike event, frankly.
Well, I mean, if there's a bike race or something like that, I don't want to see them in jorts either. I mean, you know, that makes sense if you're competing with something. But it's kind of like people who are really diehard basketball fans, who they dress up like a game could break out at any moment. They got the headband on, they got the jersey, got the, you know, the basketball shorts, the high tops, of course, Air Jordans,
yeah,
wristbands, and everything else.
I can't believe anyone plays in high tops anymore, because let me tell you, just walking and functioning in a normal day in high top Chuck Taylors is not exactly the most comfortable thing in the world.
No.
I can't imagine playing basketball, it would be any better.
But then having, like, and I've seen these people, usually in bigger cities, like in Washington, D.C., there was, at every restaurant, I could see one who had the tight shorts where you kind of could figure out which religion he is. And then he had, like, the shirt with, like, the Italian sponsors on there. You're not sponsored.
Right. I'm sorry. Why are you wearing a shirt that's got a bunch of sponsor patches on it? I'm pretty sure that none of these companies are endorsing you personally, sir.
And the way you're scarfing down that cheeseburger at a Hard Rock Cafe, they probably don't want you to know that they exist.
Like, okay, maybe if your endorsement's the American Heart Association, but I'm not buying anything else from you, sir.
Yeah, right.
or whatever the local hospital is.
Yeah, right.
Or really, more realistically, your nearest buffet.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm totally on board with that. I mean, and yeah, you guys with your hockey jerseys, I mean, come on, knock it off.
Exactly.
I can't wait to start wearing my jerseys again.
I say it's not quite hockey jersey season yet, unfortunately,
I would explode. They get warm. They're meant to be warm. So, yeah.
You might die, Face tats. I have multiple tattoos and have nothing against anyone wanting to modify their body, but I can't get into face tats. They usually don't look good and are usually terribly done.
Yes. And I'm not going to... I know I'm going to sound like an old guy yelling at clouds here, but I see people with face tattoos, and I just think it's some sort of mental illness. And I don't know if that's just me being really judgmental on this, because it's becoming more and more prominent, especially with, like, Post Malone and Jelly Roll and everything else. People walking around with neck tattoos and face tattoos. But
I just assume you're a SoundCloud rapper who's working third shift at McDonald's.
Exactly. I have tattoos. And I'm looking to get some other ones done.
Do you?
Eventually.
Yeah, we have talked about this, haven't we?
Yeah. But it's like, the one I have was done in 2000, and colors fade.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I mean, and have that on your face. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know. If Joey ever wanted to get a tattoo on his face, I'd be like, hey, your mom and I gave you that face. That is a gift. Don't screw it up. You want something on your arms, your legs, your chest, your butt? I don't care. Don't tattoo the face.
No, that's... I find that just be good practice. Like, I don't have any tattoos at present. Mostly because I
as soon as you pass out, you will.
Mostly because I'm too indecisive to like decide to have something permanently affixed on me for the rest of my life. But it would never be a face thing. I can't imagine doing it on the neck either.
Yeah, I can't. The neck, that seems like that would really hurt. The face would hurt. And
none of this sounds pleasant at all.
No, and I mean...
Get it on your arms and legs like normal people.
As a society, we are very much more accepting of tattoos. I mean, you see people with arm sleeve tattoos all the time, and it doesn't, you don't bat an eye. Back in like the 90s and even early 2000s, we're like, wow, well, apparently you don't want to ever have a job. But now...
Where now it's like you have a full, like, just face covered in tattoos. Like, oh, you must have just gotten out of jail this morning.
You just got out of jail. I mean, you like go, your dentist comes in and he's got a sleeve tattoo and stuff like that. Oh, what's all the markings? Oh, that's all the people that died in my chair. Let's get started! but I mean, with a face tattoo, I can just imagine trying to talk to somebody and they're just not paying attention to a word you're saying. They're just looking at your tattoo going, why? Because it's not just one. It's not like a little teardrop. No. It's not like a little rose. It's just like...
No, absolutely
like,
not.
Like you got drunk at a party, passed out, and everybody drew on your face.
And honestly, in most of those cases, that's probably exactly what happened.
Exactly.
It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around. Soundgarden at your local alternative Solid State Radio. You know, we've talked at length over the years about how apparently the Gen Zers and TikTokers have basically taken things that have existed for years and claimed them as their own. Like, they claimed that, oh, quiet quitting, just doing your job half-assed every day, like you know, that didn't get coined years, decades prior. Hell, there's a whole joke in The Simpsons about you just go in every day and do your job half-assed. That's the American way.
They just gave a name for it, and they think they claimed it. It's kind of like Columbus walking and going, this is Florida.
Right. Or the whole situationship. It's friends with benefits. It already had a name even, for Christ's sake, people.
Yes, yes.
Now there's a new TikTok trend, and this one's even stupider than those. It's literally, it's called the 5 to 9 before the 9 to 5. It's... Apparently, the trend describes the early morning hours before a workday that TikTokers fill with exercise, errands, and healthy habits like reading and cooking. It's me time for users whose jobs might suck up the rest of their days and leave little room for fitness or self-reflection, and an example to would-be morning people looking to seize the day.
Yeah.
So it's just getting up early and exercising. That's a thing that TikTokers invented, apparently.
Apparently. And you know what? A lot of those TikTokers, at least the people who I know that watch TikTok, they're not getting up in the morning.
Hell no, they ain't. Like, I don't believe for a second these people are actually up at 5 and working at 9. I mean, for one, they're TikTokers, so how much work are they really doing?
Yeah.
But it just, it amazes me that they've now decided to do it. They've invented the concept of getting up early. What's the next trend going to be? Eating? Breathing? Like, yeah. where are we going with this?
They're going to say they invented the withdrawal method.
Wish their parents would invent the pull-out method.
Yeah. So, hi guys, hope you like and subscribe. When I don't want a kid, this is before the magic happens, I just pull out of there and run into another room. I mean, the 5 to 9 are okay. That's fine. Hi guys. Yeah, it's 5:30 in the morning. I'm cooking myself some breakfast. Gonna meal prep for later on. You hear gung 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 gung. Shut the hell up! It's 5:30 in the morning.
Right? Like, you're up at 5 in the morning. You know, apparently you've decided that your morning routine is so interesting that you can't help but put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my ass is stumbling home from working, from either closing the bar or working at it at 2:33 in the morning. And hey guys, make sure you like and subscribe. Watch the end as I cook breakfast and brush my teeth. Yeah. Shut the hell up over there! Yeah. Some of us are trying to sleep!
Yeah, Rachel becomes a 5 to 9er. It's like, hi, yeah, Rachel here. I've decided to go ahead and meal prep. I've got my clothes laid out for the night, for the day. I've done some exercise. Sean comes busting the front door. Oh, Jesus Christ. What a day. Oh, my God, have I got to take a crap.
Where's the whiskey, baby?
Same place it always is.
You look beautiful in it. Glug, 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 glug. You look gorgeous, baby. I'm good.
Are you talking to your dock tickers again?
Tell them what else. I got to tell you about this hairy bitch that came into the bar last night. Oh, my God. What a pain in the ass she was. Oh, anyway. All right. I love you.
Snoring.
Oh, there, apologize to millennials, TikTokers, and Rachel.
Yeah, definitely put Rachel on there.
The most pissed off would be me accusing her of being a TikToker.
Or accusing her of being, because here's the reason I know that she could never be one of these people that they're talking about here. Yeah. She's not that, she hates mornings. She hates them more than I do. She's actually, this one is on record as saying, you're far more graceful and pleasant in the morning than I am.
Yeah.
Because she gets up and she's like, I fucking hate everybody. And basically until like right before she's going to work, and even probably still a little bit then, like, yeah. I stay out of the way, like, oh God, whatever I did, just laying in the bed, like, I'm sorry, like, oh God, she's going to kill me. Like, she's pissed at me, and I don't even know what I did yet.
She hasn't figured it out, but she'll think of something.
Right? Meanwhile, I wake up fresh as a daisy, like, oh, all right, let's get this day together. But that's also 1 or 2 in the afternoon, so I don't feel like it counts, but she apparently does.
Once again, that mail truck woke me up again.
I'm due mowing his lawn at 12 noon. Like, what the hell are we doing here? Like, some people are trying to sleep, man.
I mean, there's a school bus waking me up, you know, the one that was bringing the kids home.
it's even worse in our town because, you know, at noon we just have the random noon siren every day. So.
Oh yeah.
And, well, I guess yeah. If I had an idea of sleeping in any further, that's no longer happening.
I'm sure in the budget meeting in the village of Columbiaville, like, we want to have a big old fire siren. I don't know if that's really, we'll sound it every day at noon. All right. And you can hit the button. Woo-hoo-hoo. And they just premature all the time. It's like 4, it's like 11:57.
Right?
And they're like, oh, we prematured again.
That's what we should do. Like, charge people to be the one to set off the siren every day. You know, like, hell charges people to be mayor for a day. Like, you know, somebody would probably pay at least a good $20 to do this.
Yeah, exactly. The village of Columbiaville, I think they need to learn about that. I mean, because a lot of the kids would love to do that.
Right? Like, What kid doesn't, like, you know, drive by the truckers and, you know, obviously when Drew's out on the road, he says he still occasionally comes across it. Oh, yeah. The kids that want you to honk the horn or whatever. Like, every kid loves that. It's like, absolutely. You don't think they'd pay good, their parents would pay good money to just give them that experience?
Sure. Absolutely.
You're going to make literally hundreds of dollars for the year for this city, which would probably double their budget.
All right, kids, who wants to wake up Sean? Come on, line up.
It'd be your kids all in line as payback for every joke I've ever made at their expense on this program.
So, all right, hit the button. All right, that's enough. Everybody, shh. Goddamn kids. I don't care if there's a fire. I'm trying to sleep. I just got to bed an hour ago. All right.
Let the mother effort burn.
Unless it's my house, I don't care.
On that note, here's Bloodhound Gang with Fire, Water, Burn at Solid State Radio. Queens of the Stone Age, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. You know, I've heard over the years about people doing some interesting things for free whatever, really.
Sure.
But this one might take the cake. Subway is offering free sandwiches for life for someone who is willing to change their name to Subway.
Oh, don't do it. Do not do it. Because you're going to be with a woman, and she'll be like, well, that's definitely not a foot long.
Yeah, you really better be packing to be, or already married to be willing to go through with this, but no woman in their right mind is going to tell you, yes, you should do this.
No.
Free sandwiches for life. The contest will choose a random winner who will be given $750 to go through with the name change and cover legal fees.
Don't do it. Wow.
I mean, free food for life. That's tempting.
Free Subway sandwiches. I mean, and they have really gone downhill. They're not the best out there. I'll change my name to Jimmy John anytime. No.
I'd argue Subway's better. Because you know what they can actually do? You know that they can actually serve me at Subway a hot sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, I like their meatball subs a lot.
And, like, for me, I mean, they're doing, like, the fresh slicing, the deli meats there now, which, I mean, it's decent. But honestly, the fact for half the appeal for me at Subway is, like, you can load that thing up with vegetables your heart's desire, and they're actually decent quality.
Yeah. I like Subway, but I would get sick of it after a while. I mean,
I feel like you could change it. Like, does the contest specifically say it has to be just sandwiches? Could I do a salad? Could I do one of their pizzas? Like,
they make Subway makes pizzas.
Yeah, they've got, like, depending on which one you go to, like, most of them have, like, the little personal pizzas that they cook in that same toaster oven. The one up in Otisville has, like, a full, like, full-on pizza. Like, the Subway owns another, like, pizza concept called Mama DeLuca's, yep. And, like, they have, like, actual full-on, like, full normal-sized pizzas. Ooh, and things. Nice. Like, if I could have access to that whole menu, then, okay, we've got something here we can work with.
Then you drive a hard bargain. All right, fine.
You drive a hard bargain, Mr. Subway. But I'm in.
Yeah. So there was one guy he tried to change his name to Mike Rowe Soft, or he wanted to name his kid. His last name was Soft, and he tried to name his kid Mike Rowe Soft, and he got sued by Microsoft.
That your legal name is infringing on a corporate trademark? How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure there's somebody named Ronald McDonald going, try it, MF-er. Try it. I'll take you back to court. Supersize his lawsuit.
Now, the creepy Burger King Costco guy's like, F around and find out.
I'm going to change my name to Burger King. Oh, he's after my kingdom.
Well, that's just when you're gonna have them in your window, sneaking through your window, putting a pillow over your head. Just let it happen.
It's a sweet release.
Just enjoy the sweet release.
I'm still in my mind of being sued by Ronald McDonald's. Ronald, the attorney for the plaintiff. Rubble, 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 rubble.
I was waiting for an appearance for the Hamburglar. I should have expected nothing less.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's tempting. I don't think I could go around being named Subway forever, though.
No.
How long do I have to keep that name legally? Like
Subway goes out of business. And like, finally, the curse is broken.
The curse has been lifted. I'm free. I'm free at last.
I'm sure they probably have some sort of thing. Like, you can't change it after a while. They just take you to court and just sue the hell out of you. And yeah, look at the headlines on that one. Looks like Subway's trying to get a 6 foot of flesh from Subway Cantwell.
Well, I'm looking at it. Winner must provide satisfactory proof of their legal first name being Subway within 4 months. Winner will be required to submit a confirmation to the sponsor and the administrator as proof within 4 months after accepting the prize. I don't see anything about that you have to keep it that way, though. I'm sure
it's in the fine print somewhere. Because, I mean, yeah, somebody's going to do that for life. Okay, well, maybe for life as long as you have the name.
Oh, apparently, it's $50,000 worth of Subway gift cards that may be used to buy Subway food for the rest of the winner's life fulfilled at one time.
$50,000, well, I guess that's 10,000 footlongs.
I don't know, they're not $5 anymore.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I mean, that's still going to keep you fed for quite some time, I admit.
Dad, what's for dinner? Oh, let me guess. Subway.
Shut up, you little bastard.
When you start paying the bills in this household, then you can tell me what we eat for dinner.
I can't find a job to buy any other food because nobody wants to hire anybody named Subway.
Why don't you just get a job at Burger King? Oh, ha, ha, ha. They're going to hire a guy named Subway at effing Burger King. Oh, you're just a laugh riot, bitch.
Damn it, why couldn't it have been Jersey Mike's?
Right.
It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around, why don't you?
It's over.
Jack Daniels!
happy hours. We get set to get the hell out of Dodge here on a Wednesday afternoon. Stick around. A full hour of local original music comes up your way next on a little show we like to call Solid State Sessions. All being well, talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.